Initiative 1501 is one of the more obscure things on the ballot this year. On its face, it's a measure to protect seniors from scammers. But critics argue the initiative itself has a hidden purpose. 88.5's Will James explains.
The initiative would impose harsher penalties on identity thieves and fraudsters who target seniors. For a lot of voters, that's probably a no-brainer. But opponents say Initiative 1501 is really about protecting a list of names, a list at the center of a two-year legal battle in Washington. On one side are members of a conservative think tank in Olympia called the Freedom Foundation. They want the names of all 35,000 in-home caregivers paid by the state. They want to send out mailers letting those caregivers know that a 2014 U.S. Supreme Court decision freed them from having to pay dues to their union. That's the Service Employees International Union, or SEIU 775. Now, the union has fought in court and in the state house to block those names from being released. And 1501 could end that fight once and for all. It would change the state's Public Records Act to shield those names from disclosure. Maxford Nelson is with the Freedom Foundation.
It's standard procedure, I think, for SEIU to package what it really wants in language that people are going to find broadly acceptable.
Beth Lindsay leads the campaign for 1501 and says scammers could use information about caregivers to target their patients.
Freedom Foundation may like to set this debate up as a union versus a private organization trying to get information, but we maintain that it's about seniors and protecting vulnerable people.
In a court decision just last week, the Freedom Foundation got a two-year-old list of caregivers' names. But the group continues to oppose 1501 because it wants up-to-date lists to be public. SEIU is the initiative's only financial backer. It's contributed $1.4 million. Will James, 88.5 News.